We'll talk to Jacob Bigelow in a few minutes about all the
softball,
college basketball comings and goings. Yes, and of course the softball win last night. Congrats on the Jack Mitchell softball experience platinum win last night against the Quad 4 team.
People forget.
Team that got beat 20-4 last week. But yeah, I mean, we'll talk to Jacob about this, but you'll have to forgive me.
You don't apologize for wins and whatever softball
league
they're in.
No, you don't, and they shouldn't. But also know that I'm not going to forget that they lost 30-0 and got no hit in slow-pitch softball. Mm-hmm. Also, our boss, still no hits. What's the problem?
Didn't get a hit last night.
He is the only representative of this under this roof in particular on this garbage team, and yet he has zero hits.
Making NRG Omaha look bad.
Yeah, that's not, see, that's not, and I'm sitting here, I'm talking all this crap on this team, and yet my boss can't get a hit. And he tried to murder Max Olson, apparently.
I heard, yeah, real scary moment.
He hit him with a line drive.
Tried to take him out.
We got to get something going in that regard. From the text line, this is from Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Do you think the weather on Saturday will change what they want to do in the spring game? So I'm looking at the weather for Saturday for Lincoln NE.
Oh, is that an issue?
It doesn't look like it. It says 76, and then there's like half a sun and a full cloud. What does that mean? Partly sunny or partly cloudy? What's the difference? Who knows?
Depends on your philosophical outlook on life.
It does. I'm going to say partly cloudy because mostly sunny. There's also mostly sunny. Apparently all of them are different.
Wow.
Somehow. But it brings up, so as far as the weather is concerned, no, it's not going to change anything. If you don't, like, even if it was horrible weather, Matt Rule would be like, hell yes, perfect.
This Love is, that, because we're going to be playing in that in November.
Exactly.
December.
You want to go to the NFL? You want to do that? You got to play in crap weather. He uses bad weather as a recruiting tool. First coach ever to do it, by the way. He's a groundbreaker in that category. But it brings up a bigger question. What are they going to do for the spring game? What would you like to see for the spring game? They've rested players who have played a lot. I'd imagine you'll see very little of those people on Saturday, if at all. You know, guys like Ty Robinson and Nash Hutmaker and MJ Sherman, and just guys who have been around for a long time and played a lot of college football snaps. They've kept them mostly out of practice this spring, or at least very limited in their reps. I don't think they're going to I just don't think we're going to see much of them. So with that being said, I think they'll take the appropriate opportunity to get more reps for younger guys, just as they have been all spring. That's how they've kind of been approaching it. But I wonder what kind of fun will be thrown into the conversation. Wonder what kind of side games we'll be having. Maybe somebody will do the 999 challenge.
Oh, hello.
Or something like that. They'll put a baseball game on the TV during the game, and then they'll have somebody down on the field eating hot dogs and chugging beer the entire time. That would be fun. Maybe they should do something like that.
A correspondent?
I'm very okay, by the way, with making a mockery of the spring game. Let's make a mockery of it.
Make it interesting.
Whatever
you got to do.
Yeah, I mean, it's be a television product after all. It'll be on the BTN.
Mm-hmm.
So do something stupid. Do something that goes viral. Could be fun. I hope they do. A little bit of that on Saturday, but we'll see. I haven't heard a lot of those questions up at the spring game yet so far. Just like, what are they going to do, and how are they going to do it? But if how they've approached spring game, this spring practice, tells you anything, they'll be very careful. Rule already said out loud, he's like, we're gonna be pretty vanilla. Like, we're definitely not going to do anything this year. And I think they're going to be very careful with what they display of young Dylon.
You got to give the fans one play, though.
Oh, he'll make a play.
One. Oh.
Yeah, he'll make a play.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he'll be pretty limited in the I don't think you'll probably be able to tell that he's definitely going to be Nebraska's starting quarterback by the reps. I think you'll be able to tell that he's definitely going to be Nebraska's starting quarterback by the way he plays during those reps compared to the other two quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. But I think they'll probably split up the reps and, you know, they'll, I don't know how they're going to make the teams and stuff like that. Rule will talk again on Thursday and he'll tell us about all of these things. He'll tell us their format and whatever they're doing. Quick one.
He's not going to go Arch Manning, 19 of 25 for 355 yards.
Is that what Arch Manning did?
Yeah.
I heard he threw a 75-yard pass at his first.
Yeah. Now they might do that.
Okay.
Might just run a go route to start the game.
That might be an official request from me. Because that's a good point. The first play of the spring game is, what's your statement going to be? Mm-hmm. What are you thinking about this team in particular? Do you just ram the ball up the middle with somebody? Do you do something? Do you do some sort of trick play?
There's no need to run it up the middle on first down of the spring game.
Do you run the option? Do you just huck it deep? I think I like that idea the best. It's going to be windy.
Oh,
I'm sure. Fremont Fred asked, are they handing out black shirts at the spring game this year? No, I don't think so. No, I don't think so. They still do the drug-free pledge?
I mean, that's tradition.
I remember going onto the field as a kid, and I dropped my pizza on the field. I was worried about the game. I was worried about how they were going to play the game with my dropped pizza on the field.
A perfectly valid question.
I thought I broke the spring game. Mm-hmm. I was feeling very guilty about it.
What year was this? Maybe you ruined the program.
That's a great question. I don't know. I have no earthly idea. I do remember the pizza being face down on the field, though, and me being sad about no longer having a pizza and also worried that the game could no longer go on because I had ruined the field. Mustache Adam writes in.
Hi, Mustache.
Dylon's first play call on Saturday, and it's the four verts from any of your favorite video games.
Yes.
Let's go. Retweet immediately. Thank you, Mustache Adam. I appreciate that. Speaking of quarterbacks, a couple things that you may be interested to hear. Deacon Hill, who had been Iowa's starting quarterback for most of last season post Cade McNamara injury, and now into spring ball this year because Cade McNamara's recovery from his injury. Iowa wrapped up spring ball with their weird spring game over the weekend. From all reports that were coming out of our friends from Iowa, it did not go well for Deacon. Not surprisingly, because he stinks. I mean, love the guy. Not really. Everybody there seems to really enjoy him as a person. Seems like a great guy. Not really capable of playing quarterback at the Division I level.
Yeah.
Probably best for him to go into the transfer portal. He did that this morning. And so I wonder if Iowa might hop in, grab another guy. Obviously, you know, there's only so much to sell there because Cade McNamara is scheduled to be back for the fall and, you know, later in the summer even. So I wonder if Iowa hops in and grab somebody. Elsewhere in the Big Ten, Brennan Sullivan, who was the starting quarterback at Northwestern last year, he went into the portal. That was a bit of a surprise. One of the Iowa writers, by the way, just noted on Twitter a couple hours ago, said new Iowa offensive coordinator Tim Lester did offer Brendan Sullivan out of high school when he was at Western Michigan. So, and maybe there's a hookup there. I don't know why you would go to Iowa to be the backup if you were the starter at Northwestern. Seems like a weird move to me, but
yeah,
we'll see what happens on that front. So not all is well on the artist formerly known as the Big Ten West quarterback front. But really, has it ever been? I will once again ask the question, does Nebraska have the best quarterback in the Big Ten West? That doesn't exist, by the way. It's not a real question because the Big Ten West is fake now. But yeah, I think that's actually pretty clear at this point that they do. Considering none of the other quarterbacks either exist or, I guess Cade McNamara, but he's coming off the injury. If you're interested in returning stats and stuff like that. But
who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows? All right. So that's what's going on in the portal today. Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods. It's Jacob Bigelow, whose team is still bad at softball, even though they won last night. We'll ask him about that, the portal in basketball. As we return in the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone. Oh, but first, yes, a reminder from our friends from the FanDuel Sportsbook. The road to the NBA Finals is on, and the Los Angeles Lakers won't be there. And new customers can go to FanDuel to get on their own playoff run, something that the Lakers won't be doing. With $150, just place any $5 bet, and you'll get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. Why not bet the Nuggets to win the final two games of that series? Why not bet the Sixers to just cry and cry and cry all the way home? I don't know if you could do that specifically, but there's ways you could do it on the FanDuel Sportsbook, like betting against the Sixers as long as they're alive. Head to FanDuel.com/Happer and get started right now. That's with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. 21 and over, present in Iowa, first online real money wager only, $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is not withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
The Connor Happer Show. Follow us on Twitter at Happer Show for all the latest news and views. We may even say something interesting once in a while.
Unlikely.
Really, guys?